show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Thunder Bay, Ontario country artist Scott Skirving joins me on the show today to talk about his CD, Here I Am. It's produced by Kenny Sitter from the country group Joe Hick. Along with Scott's on-the-mark country voice, the CD features some of the top songwriters around, including George Kanyon, Dean Brody, Willie Mack, Troy Kokel, Larry Wayne Clark, and Aaron Goodvin. And now it's time to welcome to the show Scott Skirving. Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Doing just terrific. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
So great to have you on here. I'm glad you got in touch, and I've got a copy of the CD here and been able to listen to it. It sounds great. You must be so proud to have this CD all done and available for people to listen to.
Yeah, I'm extremely proud of the whole project. I had an opportunity to work with Kenny Sitter, and as you said, some of the great writers. What an opportunity I've had.
Yeah, how did you go about choosing to, you've got 10 songs in here and one that you co-wrote, the other nine are outside songs. How did you narrow it down to those nine?
Well, the whole process was quite amazing. Kenny Sitter opened up a lot of doors for me, and he's got his own songwriting circle, and he opened that door for me. I had worked with Kenny years ago. He was my guitar player when I lived out in Alberta for a couple of years. And so it worked out really well as him being my producer because he knew exactly what style of music I was looking for. And when we started getting songs pitched to us, Kenny went through almost 200 songs. And Kenny sent me 51 songs to go through.
Wow.
And we narrowed it down to 10. And it wasn't an easy process because there are some great writers in Canada. And that was one of the great things that I had, too, was we had an opportunity to pick up songs from almost anybody and everybody, even throughout the states. And the only real American influence that's on the CD is one of the first songs. The first song on the CD is called Four Bald Tires, and Willie Mack's one of the writers. Other than that, everybody else ended up being Canadian writers. So kudos to the great Canadian writers out there.
That definitely does say a lot about our Canadian writers. And one of the songs we're going to share on here is called Sleeping Bag Song, written by some pretty big names, great writers and big artists themselves, George Kanyon and Dean Brody. What attracted you to that song?
Just the whole feel of the song. It was just a really great song. It was one that was pitched to us through Ole. And the first time I heard it, I thought, wow, that's really something catchy, and I hope that people feel the same way about it.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about your songwriting, Scott. When did you first decide to write and attempt songwriting?
Well, honestly, it only started about 12 years ago when I first attempted to do it. And my brother came to me with a song that he had written, and that was my first opportunity to work with an original song whatsoever. He doesn't really play an instrument, but he loves writing, and he used to write poems and stuff like that. And he came to me with this song and said, can you put the music to it? And I did, and that was the first opportunity for me to start with songwriting, and then it just kind of blossomed from there. Since then, I've had the opportunity to write with a few different people. Kenny and I got together near the end of last year and wrote a song together. And through this process of the CD, I'm now Skype writing with gentlemen like Larry Wayne Clark, which is one of the co-writes on my CD, and also with Doug Sylvester, which is one of the other writers on the CD. So,
really cool. You can really learn a lot from writers who've been around it and done it a while and have had success, right? You can sort of pick up on some of their secrets and tips. So I guess that's a great experience.
Well, not only that, but it also opens the door to other styles. It's not necessarily something that I would typically write, and you get the feel for other people's involvement, and it's something, like I said, lots of times it takes you in a totally different direction that you wouldn't have before. And as a co-writer, it's a great opportunity to go out in different venues too.
Definitely, yeah. You're getting two different minds and different experiences, so you're coming up with something you couldn't have done so on your own. Now, how about just on the music and singing side of things, Scott? How far does that go back when you decided you wanted to get up on stage and play your guitar and sing?
Well, you know what? I started as a teenager, and I used to play in a rock band years ago when I was in high school. But I never pursued it after that. And I always had a passion for it. My mom used to play piano, and she was also a singer. And so we've always had that influence in the house. We've either had pianos or guitars or both. And it just kind of blossomed from there. I always had it in my blood, I think. And things kind of started. I entered a karaoke competition later on. I only started doing this seriously when I turned 30 years old, so it started from a couple of karaoke competitions, and then I started to get into doing the Bud Country Talent Search that they used to have locally, and that's when I first got involved with my first band then, and it just kind of blossomed from there.
And probably all along, or at some point as you got into it, you were thinking in terms of getting a CD together, because that's the ultimate goal of singer-songwriters. Were there obstacles in the way that led to all this, and what kept you reaching for the goal?
Well, I think passion was what kept me on track. Is I knew that I wanted to be involved with the music industry, and it was a passion and a love for it. And I never let go of it over the years. And they always say, you know, things happen for a reason at certain times. This is obviously certainly something that I wished would have happened, or the doors would have opened, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But I honestly think that what happened through this whole setup, even working with Kenny, which I had the opportunity of in 99 and 2000 when we worked together, I think that he just opened a lot of doors for me, and things happened at the right time. And of course, money is always an issue, and I think things just kind of fell into place, and I finally had this opportunity, and it's worked out great. And as I said, the project, I'm so proud of it, and I'm happy with everything, that the way it worked out right now.
Yeah, there's so many things you can learn from the paths we take, and even though there's delays, as long when you get there eventually, you appreciate it that much more. And yeah, there's 10 solid songs on here. It was great that you included one of your own. This is the one you wrote with your brother Steve, Certified Country Boy. We're not sharing it on the show today, but it's one of the tracks on the CD. Well, how important was it for you to have something that you had a hand in writing put on there?
Well, you know, it's funny you ask, because when we first started this whole process, there was a possibility of, like, I have plenty of songs that I could have put on this CD, and honestly, when we first started, we contemplated doing a whole CD of 10 songs on there, but after, I tell you, when you go through songs like that I had the opportunity to listen to, and the great songwriting, I consider myself extremely lucky and fortunate that I could squeeze one of my own on there with all the great writers that are on there. And I'm glad that my brother and I could pick something that, and honestly, it's a great tune, and I think it just seems to fit into the CD perfectly, so that's why it ended up making it.
Yeah, it's a good fit, and like you say, I guess there's an example of where when you're an artist, you need to be able to realize that even though you're a great writer, there are songs out there by these experienced writers that might be a couple of notches up perhaps, so you can't let your ego get in the way, right? You got to be able to know what's going to be best for the project.
Well, and that's extremely important, and that's a great point. I mean, Kenny even mentioned that right from the beginning. The opportunity to open the doors to some of these writers. And, I mean, it certainly doesn't hurt to have great writers like Dean Brody and George Kanyon. You know, that's pretty well bragging rights right there. So.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Let's talk about that song now. I'm going to play it in just a moment, Scott. But it's called Sleeping Bag Song. George Kanyon and Dean Brody wrote this. What attracted you to about the song? What did you like best about it when you chose to record it?
call. The whole, just the tempo of it, the whole storyline of it. It's a great summertime song. That's why it was extremely difficult. This is one of those songs that I probably wouldn't release this late in the season, and it's one of those ones that are just driving me nuts to hold on to this because I can't wait for people to hear it. So thank you very much for playing it. I honestly hope that people can really get involved with this song, and I'd love to be able to release it next year as a single.
My pleasure. I know they're going to like it, and hopefully they'll get feedback what they think about the song as well. It's Sleeping Bag Song. This is Scott Skirving on In the Country.
Fishing poles are leaning on a tailgate. Barbecue briquettes starting to glow. Cabin light reflecting off a quiet lake. Nothing more romantic than a campfire smoke. Haven't seen you much this past week, girl. You go your way and I go mine. As you want a porch from two different worlds. This weekend gonna make it right.
Thunder Bay, Ontario country artist Scott Skirving, and that is called Sleeping Bag Song. It's on his debut CD called Here I Am, and that song, again, written by a couple of big Canadian artists and songwriters, George Canyon and Dean Brody. And you're right there, Scott, it definitely has a summertime feel, but a pretty good feel-good song for any time of the year.
Yeah. It's hard not to tap your toes to, that's for darn sure.
Definitely. Now, let's spend a few moments focusing on some of your influences as you grew up, Scott, and I'm sure they're varied from different areas of music, but can you share with some of the ones that were most important to you?
Sure I can. I mean, I've listened to anything from, I used to listen to Kenny Rogers and Charlie Pride. My mom was a huge fan of both of those, so they were, you know, they were being played in the house all the time. But I mean, when I was a kid, I was listening to anything from Van Halen to Triumph and stuff like that. So, like you said, there's a lot of different influences, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's great when you can bring them in from different areas. I mean, we all grew up listening to different kinds of music, and when you can kind of take a little bit from each and sort of throw it into your own sound.
Well, and I think that's one of the reason why that the whole process of picking these songs while we were listening to them, hopefully people will go out there and buy that CD and really get a feel for how mixed this CD is. It's got that country feel, it's got a little bit of blues feel to it, and it's got a couple of rocky tunes on it, which is, I take pride in that because I think it's great to be able to listen to a CD and know that there's so many different influences involved in the CD.
Definitely. Now, when people come out to see you perform, I would assume you do some cover songs. Can you let us in on some of the songs we might hear at a Scott Skirving concert?
Well, sure. That could include anything from old, like Fishing in the Dark and stuff like that. My wife used to teach line dancing, so we used to do a lot of it. We used to cater when we played live. We used to do that in the bar scene. We used to cater to the line dancers, so we've got a lot of that. And I love the new stuff that's out, like the Jason Aldean stuff and Luke Bryan, stuff like that. And, of course, the great Canadian artists, too, like George Gagnon and Dean Brody. So.
Yeah, there's so much great Canadian country as well, and it seems to get better all the time. You mentioned songwriting. As far as ideas, do you find there's a certain either time of day or a certain place? One of the recurring themes, a lot of songwriters seem to have ideas that come to them when they're in the car, late at night, a couple of times in the shower, we've heard on the show. It's always times when a pen or paper or a recording device aren't too handy.
Well, you know what? It's funny you mention that because today I was just taking some recycled to the dump, and I honestly had this idea, and I'm telling you, I have one of the iPhones, and the first thing I do now is be able to push that button. All I got to do is talk, and it picks that up. So I've got probably 7 or 8 songs or song ideas on my phone right now, and I can't wait to get started on them.
And these ideas, wherever they originated from, you'll take these into a session, say with Larry Wayne Clark, if you're on Skype, and you'll mention sort of the beginnings of the idea, and the two of you will then take it into a form that becomes a commercial song?
Exactly. That's the way it works. It's worked perfectly with, we're almost finished. Like I said, I have started something with Larry Wayne Clark on Skype and also with Doug Sylvester, and we've got two great tunes, and hopefully they'll make it on the next CD.
Very cool. If you had a chance on that next CD, Scott, to bring in, say, somebody from a female artist from the country music world to do a duet, there's so many classic kinds of duets. There's, of course, the ballads, and then there's the sort of Islands in the Stream, the more up-tempo. But country duets are so popular in country music. Anybody come to mind that you'd like to put a song together with?
You know what? There's two of them that stood out for me, and one's a Canadian artist, and that's Lisa Brokop, and the other one's
nice.
Martina McBride.
Two great choices.
Well, they're definitely two different voices, but I've always loved Lisa Brokop's voice, and I honestly would listen to songs and think, wow, I think we'd be a great match together, so you never know.
You know, exactly, you never know. I mean, she's a great Canadian talent and still out there recording, and that would be great to hear your two voices together. Martina, of course, a great choice as well with the way she can belt out a song. Let's turn to another song off your CD, and then we're going to come back and talk about a couple more things with you, Scott. This song is called Girl on the Radio, and we talked about Larry Wayne Clark. He's a co-writer on this, along with Doug Sylvester. You also mentioned him, two guys you're writing separate songs with. But tell us about this song, Girl on the Radio.
Well, you know what, when I first heard it, the first time it was sent to us, and a lot of these tracks are almost ready for radio when we do get them, but we've changed things up when we went in the studio. We changed up quite a bit. But just the writing and the idea of the song, and it's talking about somebody knowing your moods and playing a song on the radio for you, and it seems like they know you. It's just a catchy tune, and like I said, sometimes you pick out tunes and you go, you can imagine people singing it back to you, and this is one of those catchy tunes.
Awesome. Well, let's share it now. This is Scott Skirving, Girl on the Radio, here on In the Country.
Mm-hmm. on now to make me tap my hands on the wheel. When I'm stuck in a rush hour traffic and the AC quits and there's a million places I'd rather be, I hear you speaking to me. Girl on the radio, you know me better than I do myself. Every night when I drive home, I fall under the spell of the girl on the radio. Hard to believe I've never met her. Her songs are in my head and that voice is in my soul. I've never seen her face, but in my mind's eye, she's fine as any movie star in my car.
And the song is called Girl on the Radio, and that's from his debut CD, Here I Am. And let me ask you, Scott, where can our listeners find you online, and also where can they purchase the CD from?
Well, right now it's through Reverb Nation. They can give a listen to four of the tracks off the CD. And right now I'm just putting a website together, so hopefully within the next week that'll be up and running. But anybody that's really interested, I'd love them to join me on Facebook. I have a page on there. And it's kind of cool because here in Thunder Bay, what I've done even is delivered the CDs. Anybody that wanted to purchase them, there's a few retailers that are carrying them. But the idea of personally dropping it off and literally signing it for them if they're interested, and putting anything on there, I love the idea of being involved with the people and being able to drop it off. But yeah, if anybody wants to purchase, I'm willing to deliver them anywhere and everywhere through my Facebook page right now. So.
Now, that's a hardworking artist. You're actually going to go door-to-door delivering these CDs just across Thunder Bay, though, right? Not throughout Canada?
For now, it's just across Thunder Bay. So I start doing my touring, well, there you go.
And then, exactly, it'll spread from there. That's great. Now, tell us a bit about, you've opened for some pretty big acts, and it must be a pretty cool experience. Aaron Prichette, Travis Tritt, Wynonna, to name just a few. What are those experiences like?
Well, it's amazing, and you know what? It's great for me to have the opportunity to go and open for acts like this. They obviously think I'm doing at least something right, so they're willing to keep bringing me back. Yeah, the most recent, just recently, I also opened up for Don Williams. And honestly,
nice.
I've got a show coming up October 17th. Terry Clark's coming here, and the Stellas are opening up. And they found room to squeeze me in before the Stellas, so I'm going to be doing a 15-minute acoustic set on October 17th here at the Thunder Bay Community Auditorium.
Nice. What a great opportunity, because you're going to have fans there who obviously know the Stellas and know Terry Clark. Some will know you, but there may be some that don't, so you're going to introduce yourself to a bunch of new people.
Well, not only that, but I'll have my CDs there available for purchasing then too. So.
Right on. Have you had some pretty cool moments on stage, as you mentioned earlier, when audience members will sing back a song when they've heard it? Have you had that kind of thing happen, or just some acknowledgement of a song afterwards?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked, because I just had a conversation with a friend of mine today, and we were talking about how emotional things can get. And not only with these original tunes, we just played a gig just a week and a half ago, and it was to an LU crowd, a university crowd, so an all younger group, and they were singing back. By the time I got partway through some of the original material, they were singing the songs back, and what a great feeling that is.
No doubt. I mean, that is the ultimate compliment and probably the ultimate high for an artist to have the song sung back. Talk about acceptance.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I can't even explain it. It's certainly a high. Just being on stage is a high for artists, for myself anyways. And to have people singing your song back to you, it's great.
Yeah. Now, speaking of stages, you've been on a few in your time. Scott, is there a stage that you kind of dream about, you hope to one day be on and perform, you can see yourself there, and you just know it's going to be a great moment if it could happen?
Well, other than any stage in Canada with the outdoor venues would be a great opportunity. And of course, being in the United States, being up on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry would be amazing also.
Definitely. That's pretty much the destination of so many country artists, Canadian, American, and otherwise, that end up on the Opry. You spoke about opening up for Don Williams a few moments ago. If you could share the stage with a legend, whether it was the Grand Ole Opry or, say, a stage here in Canada, maybe share a song together, singing one of their classics. Is there a classic country artist you'd like for that experience?
Wow, that's a tough one. I don't know.
Can't make them all easy.
Well, no, that's great. Honestly, I'm a huge fan. I think if I had the opportunity to get on stage, not necessarily with a legend, I think for me it would be Billy Dean.
Nice.
I know he hasn't been around recently, though I know he's still playing. But I'll tell you a quick story if I have time. I went to the Thunder Bay Community Auditorium years ago, and Billy Dean was opening up for Sawyer Brown. I know.
Right.
And I mean, I went there to see Billy Dean. Most of the people went to see Sawyer Brown. And if there was any doubt in my mind that I wanted to do this for a living, it totally changed, because I sat there and looked up at the audience and seen the effect that he had sitting on a stool on stage with an acoustic guitar and just people looking at him and having their attention. It was an amazing feeling, and I did. I shed a tear, so...
That's an amazing story. I love hearing that and just how it shaped you. And I mean, I liked Billy Dean from the start. Only here for a little while, Somewhere in My Broken Heart. I mean, he's a great artist. We don't have time to keep going, but it was a great story to end on there, Scott. Just want to thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing these songs. And again, we'll encourage our listeners to head online to check out your CD, Here I Am, and also to look for you on Facebook. Been a real pleasure. Thanks for your time, Scott.
Thank you very much, Dave. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Been a great time, really enjoyed it. My guest has been Thunder Bay, Ontario country artist, Scott Skirving. And again, be sure to check him out online. It's a great CD, 10 solid country songs. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.